Welcome to Happy Neighbors. I'm Michael Sapp, and I'm here with...
This is Tony.
Just bust up in there, Tony.
Always. This is Tony.
We got our special guest. Tell
Sean
us who you
Glenn.
Are.
Well, Sean Wayne online.
Really. Sean Wayne. Sean Wayne. Sean Glenn. What do you go by?
Sean Wayne.
Sean Wayne.
Yeah.
And Jared as always, Giddens. We got Jared Giddens in the house for this episode of... Happy Neighbors. Sean, what's happening, man?
Nothing much. Happy to be here.
Yeah, glad you could come in. Let's call you a local content creator.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But your content isn't necessarily local. You reach out to a large audience. What kind of tell us a little bit about what you do?
Well, I'm a YouTuber for the most part.
Yeah.
I try to push content as much as possible. I've tried to do this little vlog thing here recently. It's kind of not really done really well, but for the most part, my big videos, we do these rallies, and we'll...
Tell us about that. When you say rally, what does that mean?
Well, it used to be the Gambler... Well, it's kind of like slowed down a lot, but the Gambler 500, which is where you take a $500 car and you try to travel 500 miles through... You know, off-road obstacle courses and on-road stuff. And
very cool.
It's very fun. But we've done those for a pretty good while, and that's kind of what built my channel. So
yeah.
We kind of stayed around that general area with cars. And then, like, I built, like, a Miata cart. I thought that was pretty cool.
We just
took a Miata and cut it up.
Hold on a second. Let's go backwards a little bit. What'd you call it? The 500? The
Gambler
500. Gambler 500. Yeah. Tony, have you ever done that?
I mean, have I ever gambled? Yes. Have I ever done a Gambler 500? No, but I definitely want to now.
I do too. Like, Jared, what do you think you'd get something for 500 and go 500 miles?
So right outside Arab, mm-hmm. there was a car lot there when we were kids, and it was like, what, $100 and drive or something?
Yeah.
So we would all chip in $20 and go buy one and then take it out to the farm and have fun with it.
So you've got some experience with this.
Yeah.
Kind of. The Gambler 100.
Hey, it was fun. Just everybody chip in $20 and go buy a cheap car and then yeah. put it on a trailer. Because
where do y'all do the obstacle course?
So when the Alabama Gambler was doing its thing, I haven't really kept up with the Alabama Gambler in a sense. There's like a little falling out there.
Whoa, what do you mean? Like some gambler drama?
Yeah.
What happened?
For the most part, yeah. So
this sounds interesting.
So I really don't. So we were doing the Gamblers and we were having a lot of fun. Like we were going to every Alabama Gambler. And it's just there's a Gambler 500 and then there's like a branch off. Every state has one. It'll be like, you know, the New York Gambler.
Okay.
The Alabama Gambler, Mississippi, like every one of them has them.
Is this like a real organization or like a loosely knit?
Yeah, it's like a huge
it's a thing.
It was on, do y'all watch Donut Media?
Yeah.
You do?
I don't know it.
So Donut Media did a segment on it.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
What's Donut Media?
It's another YouTube channel. Well, it started off as a YouTube channel, and they basically talk about anything and everything cars.
Yeah, it's really nice. Actually got bought out by a corporation.
Yeah.
So they got big, huh?
I mean, I've been told it's not as good as it used to be back in the day.
Tony's calling them sellouts.
I am.
On air.
I will
Tony's calling them out,
agree. They're a bunch of... Well, I mean, they...
Just because they made some money.
No.
Did they ever produce it now? Is that what it is?
The what?
Sometimes when they overproduce the show.
No, I think they got rid of some of their content. Like one of the things that I liked about it is they would brand new vehicle would come out, they'd get the first looks, and they'd be like, this is what's good in it, but now there's like tons of people that do that now.
Yeah.
That are not car people. And one of the things I liked about it was one of the guys is like, who'd also had a segment where they would compare cars.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or like break down a car that was really good back in the day. And he'd be like, that'll go real fast.
Yeah.
And I love that. And I don't think that guy's
he's
there.
Gone.
Anymore.
They he's got gone. Rid of him?
Yeah, they got rid of him.
He made his money. He left.
So, well, they were. So Donut got bought out by the corporation and they started, from what I know, they started canceling all the small shows. And everybody loved those small shows. They would get millions of views.
Yeah.
It was really nice. So they started canceling this stuff.
So Tony's kind of right.
So everybody's contract was up. And so everybody left and split. But the guys that left were like memorable dudes.
Yeah.
And they all went and started their own channels and have millions of subscribers.
They're doing their own thing. Yeah. Good for them.
Yeah.
All right. So, Sean, so the gambler community had a little rift. Y'all were doing the Alabama Gambler.
Yeah, we were doing the Alabama Gambler. We were doing all of them. And one season, the owner of the Gambler had messed, and I was really good friends with everybody. I thought I was on everybody's good page, I guess, because I don't really have, you know, bad bones with anybody.
Okay.
So, I'm usually a pretty good guy to get along with.
Yeah.
But the Gambler.
So somebody got some beef with you.
Yeah. So they messaged me and asked me if I knew any spots in town. I have all these in messages and everything. Because this was like years ago.
Yeah.
But they asked me if I knew any spots in town to go ride. So I was like, yeah, I could see if I could get some permission to ride those local spots because I would go ride there all the time.
Okay.
So couldn't get permission from those local spots for like the big groups.
Ah, I see. It was a bigger event kind of.
Yeah. So like a week before the Gambler was ready to go, he had messaged me and he was like, hey, you know, update on those spots. I was like, oh, yeah, I couldn't get permission for him. I'm sorry about that. I said, you know, and I wasn't running the Gambler. So I didn't have, you know, if I was running it, I would put it together.
Sure.
But he was like, you know, he was like, well, if I wanted, or he said, oh, now I've got to do all this by myself.
And
he's like, you were supposed to put this together. I was like, bro, you asked me for four spots.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. So now they came after you, huh? So you're on the list.
We went to that Gambler and because he like got somebody to put it together and it was a good Gambler. It was a good ride or whatever.
Yeah. Guy, was that in town? Was it local?
It starts local and then it branches
out. Where'd they start it?
Well, that one they went to. We just drove the main roads of what do you call it? Talladega Forest.
Oh, okay. Hey.
So we just drove the main roads there, and then like if there was a branch out trail or whatever, we would take it.
How long does that take to get from here?
Probably an hour. No, it was 2 hours.
2 hours.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
But got down there, done that, and then. Like, I thought everything was good, but, like, we were sitting at Stony Lonesome, and this is the crazy part, is they were...
Wait, hold on. You come back.
Yeah. We drove... We started at Stony, and then we went to Talladega.
Oh, you started at Stony.
Yeah. We drove the cars there, which is probably a bad idea. Oh, man. I had a Ford Focus, which I still have, but I have a Ford Focus on 30-inch mud tires, and it's got... it's running on. Well, it's been running for the last 7 years, 5 to 7 years.
There you go.
And on 3 cylinders.
Really? Yeah. And it's still good.
It's still good. It's the most. Do you drive around town? Huh? No. It's not legal to drive.
I gotcha. Not street legal. Okay.
Yeah.
So, that is pretty cool.
So we went down to
How much would it take to get it street legal?
It wouldn't take much. Usually
that would be cool coming like doing a cruise or something.
Yeah. It runs like maybe 40. Like it's slow. It's 40, 50 down a hill. It's rough. So,
wow.
But it's been one of the most reliable cars that we've had.
Cool.
There you go.
All right. So you get back to Stony. What happens?
So we get back to Stony. It's like dark. And, guy walks up to me, the owner of it, and he's drunk. He's plastered. Yeah. And then
on your home turf.
Yeah. So he gets there he's like, you know, I could punch you in the face. He's just drunk, you know.
Yeah.
He's like, I could punch you in the face right now. And my buddy's behind me because I got Dylan, I got Rocky, I've got everybody
your crew.
Behind me. Yeah. And Rocky's my boy.
Yeah.
Like he's gonna square up with square up with anybody.
You don't want this smoke.
Yeah.
So
Rocky's behind me and like he's getting ready to throw this guy around.
Yeah.
And then he was like, but I'm not gonna do that because we got it done. And I was like, bro, you asked me for like 3 or 4 spots. You didn't tell me to put the Gambler together. You told me I would have.
Sure.
So we went to so that's over. We didn't really talk to him after that, but we went to the next Gambler and they've all became like this group of friends, which is really cool.
Yeah.
I mean, you want to do this stuff with
your
friends.
You got some network going on. I got you.
So they put together another Gambler and it was like, two and a half hours away.
Yeah.
I can't remember exactly where it was, but it was really fun. But it was only fun to the group that we went with.
Gotcha.
So we got down there, you know, we cracked open some beers. We walked up to them and then like nobody would talk to us.
Oh, y'all were blacklisted.
Like I would like try to talk to people and nobody legitly no one would talk to us.
You've been shunned from the community.
Yeah.
Is it still ongoing?
Yeah. Well,
come on, they've got it forgotten by now, right?
I don't know. I haven't talked to them. I know they've taken me off Facebook. So they don't talk
to me. Animosity.
Yeah, it's pretty rough. They've had like four or five gamblers since then. I haven't been to. I just go to the Tennessee Gamblers and
so this is the Alabama gambler crew. Yes. All right, hey, Alabama gamblers.
Hey, you know what? We'll start the Coleman Gambler.
Yeah,
there you go.
I actually messaged the owner of the Gambler. His name is Tate Morgan.
Oh,
and I asked him if I could branch off and make my own crew.
What'd he say?
He said, "Yeah,
go
he said,
for
that's
it."
What he said, "Go wants. For it." Yeah. That's what he wants.
There it is, guys. All right, Coleman Gamblers.
Is there a lot of rules to it? Like, is there a list of rules?
The only rule is don't be a dick. That's legit.
Sean, it just doesn't make sense.
Well, they just broke their own rule.
They transferred the power of the Gambler 500 to a guy, and it's a guy I know. He's a good dude, Chuck, and he had like a family emergency coming up.
Yeah,
and he had put together like a thing, but he had to cancel it, and then they pulled the Facebook page from him. They took him off of it and then give it to somebody else.
Hijacked.
Yeah, now that other guy's
hijacked it.
And it was like, geez, bro.
Yeah.
But Chuck would have been a good guy. He goes to all of them, so he's a good dude.
You go to North or South Walmart in town?
North or South Walmart?
Yeah.
I usually go to this one's over here, right?
Yeah,
South. The old Walmart. Yeah.
The old Walmart. I live over there, so that's
where I go. The one you go to?
Yeah.
You ever been to the North one?
Yeah, I go there all the time.
Do you feel like there's any difference?
I guess, like, just arrangements, yeah.
You feel like just kind of the stuff is in different places and that kind of thing?
I guess
Do you ever
so.
Get, like, a different vibe or anything?
No, not really.
Kind of the same thing?
North Walmart people are stuck up.
Hey. How dare you?
I always feel like I'm going.
Your Walmart's better.
Our Walmart
newer.
Is better.
It's not.
It is.
It's a little bit better.
Listen.
It's a little bit better.
Listen,
man.
Linda. Nah. Listen. It's a lot better than the South Walmart.
It's way better. But.
Don't you dare.
I grew up on this Walmart down here.
Yeah.
I mean, I think most people did.
I was
the only one growing up. So
I was the group that was hanging out in front of Walmart.
Were you? Yeah. You're in the parking lot.
Yeah.
South Walmart's the daddy Walmart.
See. I have a rough teenage years.
What?
When I,
what do you
when
mean? I, you were a punk?
I was one of those kids
Tony
that
was
hung,
a punk.
Out, hung out in front of the Walmart and Heritage Park.
Yep.
And possibly was
Sean, what
not
do you mean?
Involved.
You're in this too?
Oh, yeah. I remember.
Are y'all the same age?
I'm 32.
I'm 30.
What year did you graduate?
I was supposed to graduate in 2010.
Okay, 2010. Like Tony, is that your?
I'm 12. 2013. Yeah.
May have been a little late. I don't know. I quit high school in like ninth grade. So,
okay.
So I have no idea when I was supposed to graduate.
I got you.
I think it was 2010 because I think that's when my class I was supposed to be in. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Supposed to graduate.
So you're just like, I'm done. Ninth grade, you said that. Not for me. I'm out.
I had a rough, school was fine.
Yeah.
Like grades and stuff like
Academics
that.
Academics and stuff.
Yeah. But like school itself with like teachers and stuff like that was like rough all the way through school.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Huh.
I know it's probably different now, but I would not go back.
You had a tough time.
No, yeah, it was rough.
All right.
I would never, 100% never go back. No. But yeah, we hung out, me and friends, like back in the day when front side, back side, the parking deck, all of that was full. Everybody was hanging out.
Oh, yeah.
That was crazy.
You too, Tony?
I was there. Man, I was there.
Were they
there.
Still cruising?
Is it? No.
Ain't nobody got money to be cruising.
Yeah, gas prices were way too high.
Gas went up. Yeah. Everyone had to stop cruising.
Yeah.
I drove a 2002 Mercury Sable. I put $20 in that thing. It'd get me home and back for a week.
Oh, dude.
I ain't cruising.
Dude, I'll shout out my buddy Jason. Me and Jason, we used to leave Holly Pond. So I used to live in Holly Pond. And my mom would give us, my mom was so sweet. She would give us $20 a day. And then, like, we would use that to eat gas. And then
that was your whole?
Yeah. We would go everywhere we wanted and come back home.
You can do anything on $20.
Well, not anymore.
Yeah, not anymore.
Jeez.
It's like 100 now.
So. Yeah. Tony, yep. I want to hear, so you were a delinquent?
I wasn't a delinquent, man. I hung out. Listen, I hung out with the country boys when I went to Coleman.
Okay.
And we all hung out at Heritage Park or Walmart around my high school
career. Do they still do that? Is there still a crew that...
It's hard to say.
It's not as big anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, because...
Like, legitly, Walmart would be full, front side and back side of Heritage. Old parking lot.
No way.
Yeah, well, it was
what
legit. Year,
like 2000 what?
Just 8 like 2008, or something? Yeah, 2007.
Now you can't go hang out at Heritage anymore. It's called loitering.
Yeah.
And you can't hang
Michael,
out at Walmart.
So, Michael, did you hang out in the high school parking lot?
Not much, no.
You weren't part of the high school parking
not
lot?
Not really,
group?
No.
You know, what? We had shirts, don't you?
Oh, my yeah.
Let me tell you, Jared.
I want to say Tony Easterwood and I think Chad Bentley, I think, were the ones that came up with the shirts, but it was parking lot crew.
Why?
And we hung out in the parking lot
at
the high school.
That's so corny,
I was at a...
Well, it's not corny.
Yes, it is.
We had fun.
I'll tell you this. I was going back from or to a Key Club meeting, and somebody was like, hey, Sap, come here. And I walked down, and all the trucks were, like, in the middle, you know? Yeah. Like, come over here. I was like, oh, okay, yeah, hey, guys. I walk in there, and somebody started turning their windshield wiper fluid. They had it pointed somehow, or it was spraying. Anyway, yeah. It sprayed me all in the face.
That's called assault?
Yeah. That's called assault.
Not back then. It was just
back then.
Being buddies, you know? These were my friends.
Jason.
I don't know. Have you
Jason,
heard of that?
Yeah, Jason had his ran out to his mirror, and it was zip-tied to his mirror.
Yeah.
And he would hit it, and it would shoot.
Shoot off. Yeah. Yeah, somebody had something like that, and they got me a little bit. But, you know. That's a parking lot crew, I guess.
They made shirts.
What year?
Everybody.
Was that our senior year?
No, we were young.
Oh,
they made shirts.
We were probably.
I'm about to say, I'm trying to think of all the.
Yeah, so you can imagine who
it might have
been.
The grades that were up. Yeah.
Listen, if the Heritage and Walmart
casual hazing,
people
make
t-shirts saying, hey, we're the Walmart crew or the Heritage crew, we'd get kicked out, man.
But we hung out in our high school parking lot.
Not so there was some Walmart. School pride.
School pride.
But you also got to remember, when we were kids, we didn't have cell phones or any of that stuff. So we had to meet somewhere. So we met at the high school parking lot.
And y'all went cruising.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, I never got into the cruising.
You never got to try and do that.
No. But, I mean, I think it was settling down is when the city finally started cracking. But when it was at full range,
it was
you could drive
much.
All the way up 31. Everybody on the—I mean, people were coming from Birmingham,
yeah,
Huntsville.
It was too much.
And
at the end,
you were almost like bumper to bumper all the way down 31 to the two shopping.
But it's pretty cool.
Turning around. Yeah. I mean, it was.
It was a lot.
Yeah, but if you were just somebody like wanting to go grocery shopping or something at Food World, it was a pain.
Yeah, I mean,
it was a problem
when they first built this or I don't know what you would call it, this townhouse above over here by the parking deck. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Yes,
above
yes.
the Chamber of Commerce.
Yes. Yes.
When they first built that and the people that lived there moved into it, like it was a huge problem. They would call the cops all the time.
Because it's too loud.
But it's they still have kind of an issue with it today. Like if you're caught in the parking deck, you're considered after a certain hour, you're considered trespassing.
Well, you know, wasn't there? I mean, there's some incidents there.
They tried to combat it, but it was just like, it just wasn't working because there were so many people. Like, it's so hard to fathom how many people were hanging out back
That's
in the day.
Nuts. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like, crazy. You always had friends, like, out in town.
I wish you could just go back to just one Friday or Saturday
just video
night
it or something.
Video for everybody to actually see what it was like.
Somebody out there has some video of it.
There's
of y'all?
Do you know, Michael, it's almost, that was our video camera when we were kids.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think we could sit there if we weren't hanging that thing out the window, like, videotaping.
Our cell phones were like, what, 2 megabytes, like megapixels or something.
Most of the time, you had a flip phone.
You're talking, when we were, there were no cell phones.
Cell phones
didn't come out until what, like, we were in college.
We had the Razor flip phones. Yeah. That's what we had.
All right, Sean, you also do some gaming.
Yeah.
On your channel.
Yeah. I tried.
Was that Twitch or what?
I've tried every platform. Twitch was my first go-to when I tried it. Diehard 8 months live streaming to probably two people. And two people is me. I had two tabs open.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. I've heard that it's hard. I've heard that people think you can just jump in, you're going to get 1,000 viewers, but that's not how it works, is it?
So no.
Tried Twitch, and I grew it to like 600-700 followers or something like that. I jumped on Facebook. That did really well. I grew my Facebook over 1,000, and I made like, I think I made a top of like $400 off of it or something like that in earnings. And then went to YouTube, and that's where I had like good luck at, was YouTube. My YouTube has shot up, and that's where I tried to focus on, was YouTube. And then here recently I got into Kick.
Yeah.
And I started streaming on Kick. I had a lot of success there and made, because you can do subscriptions after like 500 followers or something like that.
What games were you playing?
Mostly everything. Just
what do you mean
everything?
I mean, you didn't have one. Maybe that's why people weren't watching.
Right? So we would play survival games and sometimes like survival VR, or not VR, survival BR games like Battle Royales.
Oh, yeah.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
And it's just
like Fortnite knockoffs and stuff.
Yeah, stuff like that.
Why? Hold on. Why does it got to be a knockoff of Fortnite? What if they were first?
They might have been, but I'm saying there's a lot of weird like knockoffs from that.
A lot of
after
people,
Fortnite's popularity.
A lot of people think the Fortnite was the first, but it was H1Z1, PUBG.
PUBG would have been the big one, right?
Yeah. We streamed PUBG till it went out of style. It was insane.
That was sort of the first big one.
Yeah. This is so boring.
Jared, you are the most uncultured person I've ever met.
Video games is not culture.
Yeah, okay. It is, though.
There's a lot of people that made a lot of money doing it.
Yeah.
I can't just sit at home and play video games.
Hey, man,
I can't do it. I've never been able to do it.
If you can become really good at it.
I like to go outside and enjoy nature.
You're one of those people, I got that and touch the grass, kids. And you're the same people. Yeah, I bet you're the same person.
You run around,
like,
you run around shooting guns
police,
on a video game.
Kids outside. There's kids running around my neighborhood, police. Come get them.
No, actually, I want them to run around.
There is
outside.
There is a huge jump in what they call IRL streaming, and that's what I'm trying to get into. But it's like,
man, that's weird stuff, though, isn't
it? Yeah,
that's weird.
But
that was the original stream, like, right? Remember the first original streamers? They walked around, like self-proclaimed,
and
24/7, just tears me and day in the life. That was kind of the original streaming.
Yeah, now it's back and
it's coming back.
more popular than it's ever been. That's all like because there's no video games coming out. There's no good games coming out. Nothing.
See,
echoes of wisdom.
See, you know
Zelda
why
game.
That's like that, right?
If you played it,
you know what?
Echoes of wisdom. No. Isn't that the new?
That is new.
It's pretty good, Sean. Get those stream reviews up, man.
Isn't that a AAA title?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, that's on the Switch.
But yeah, the IRL streaming has picked up, and I've actually wanted to jump on that sort of wave and try to get into it. I've went and got like a mobile router, and
there
then I'm building a Raspberry Pi 5 for like this reason, and I've tested a few streams to try it.
Yeah.
Walked around Walmart one time.
Are you serious?
Yeah, walked around Walmart.
Where's your camera, though?
It's on my phone.
But I mean, you're walking around holding it?
Oh,
like
yeah. I got
this?
like a thing just holding it.
I feel like you need something like a vest or something.
Yeah.
The guy, if you're doing it, like if you're doing like legit IRL, they'll have like, usually they'll do vests.
Tell people what IRL stands for.
In real life.
Jared, would you do this for a day? Stream your day?
Jared's day is probably boring.
Why?
He's just yelling at
Why?
Kids to go outside.
Why do you
outside.
Think that?
Why?
Because
why
do
again,
you think
again,
day is boring?
Quote, to quote me just a few minutes ago, Jared is so uncultured. Jared, where have you been in your life? What do you do for fun?
What I do for fun?
Yeah, probably touch grass.
I actually love to hunt.
Jared's a hunter.
I love hiking. I went hiking this
He's
weekend.
An outdoorsman.
He's an outdoorsman. That's fine.
We went to a concert. Did concerts.
Did you enjoy the concert?
Yes, I did, Michael.
Michael, can you confirm he enjoyed the concert?
It was a great time.
Saw some friends I hadn't seen in forever.
Okay.
They came up. I do. I like to travel.
I don't play video games.
That's the only thing. I don't play video games.
Okay,
I'm not a video game guy.
Is for you.
Yeah, that's
IRL streaming.
So you want to see what I do all day?
I don't, but the people do out there.
People actually would want to see what I do all day.
Yeah, when you travel, I want to know where you're going.
I guarantee if you was to start an IRL stream and you like went hunting or something, right?
Yeah.
You would have an audience.
Are you serious?
I mean,
Sean,
you think so? Look at Luke Bryan. He shot I shot him.
He was already famous, though.
Yeah.
It don't matter.
That's a weird comparison.
And he was on one of the most popular hunting shows, too, on top of that, that he was a guest hunter on when he did that.
I'm talking about, I mean, no offense, but somebody that nobody knows. Like me, you know.
Yeah, but everybody knows
Jared. We're not celebrity.
I don't know if anybody wants to hear some of my conversations I have on my phone.
You 100%.
Business.
Sean says yes.
There is an audience out there for anybody.
Yeah.
That's weird, isn't it?
You don't think that's weird? Hey, if it pays, $20 is $20, baby.
Okay, no. See, that's
where I draw the line. I'm just staying uncultured.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't need $20 that bad.
Now there is some like weird stuff that goes
on. That's what I'm saying. That's
an audience for you. Just kind of look over.
But
that
you
stuff.
Don't have to make it weird.
Hey, I'm just going to videotape my feet all day and walk around.
Oh, there's people that do it
with my feet, just bare feet walking on the grass or walking. Yeah.
Ugh.
God.
Yeah.
That just makes me. Ugh.
I don't think that's a good way to justify it, though. Well, if somebody's willing to pay for it, right?
I mean.
In a way, it depends on what kind of content you're making, I guess, for that sentence to work.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
If people want to watch Jared cuss at somebody on the phone or tell somebody off while driving, I mean.
Does Tony follow you around? Because that sounds.
I don't cuss a lot, do I? Well, I do act like I do have a potty mouth, but I'm not cussing.
I think
like
we actually even got a warning from Kiwanis Club that we got to keep the language clean. So.
I slip. I have a bad potty mouth, actually. I don't yell at people when I drive.
A sailor or are you a pirate?
Oh, I'm a sailor.
Okay. That's not that bad.
No. Sean, do you stream Netflix, anything like that? Hulu, do you watch anything?
Yeah.
What do you watch?
I've got, I watched House of Dragon. I'm a big fan of that.
Oh, yeah?
Game of Thrones.
Don't spoil anything for Michael.
Oh, man, it is so good.
I've already seen it.
Yeah,
now,
but every time I talk about it, you're like, don't spoil it.
That's
Tony.
I hadn't seen it yet. So y'all don't spoil it for me. Man. I hadn't seen any of them.
Those last few episodes were terrible, weren't they, Sean?
Oh. House of the Dragon?
Yeah.
No, I love it.
See, you and Tony. Man,
thank you.
So good.
I thought it was a big time letdown.
Man.
Just wait for next season.
Oh, yeah. It was just.
Yeah, but that's the problem. Like, oh, the shows will be justified as better once we get to next season. See, that's a problem.
It'll make sense next season.
Exactly, though. I think on its own accord, they should have been anyways.
Did you read the books?
Not the House of Dragons. I read the.
The original?
Yeah, the original.
Yeah.
Up until he stopped?
Yeah. Ice and Fire.
Yeah.
The story of, what is it?
Song of Ice
and Fire. Song of Ice and Fire. Yeah. I read those. I like those. I read that. I didn't read House of Dragons.
That's Dance of Dragons.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's called Dance of Dragons. And it was like an extra, right? I mean, or a prologue or something?
Yeah.
Or
prequel.
Prequel.
House of Dragons is a prequel to Game of Thrones.
Right.
But the shows. There's a ton of the Targaryen Empire.
I wish y'all could see Jared's face.
I mean, there will be. See his face.
The Targaryen Empire
second
is so massive.
Conversation so far that I know nothing about.
Do you
games
watch,
and now this?
Do you? You don't watch TV?
Not Game of Thrones. I didn't see.
Why?
Any of that
stuff. What is stopping you from watching that show?
So.
He ain't got no answer.
I don't know. I haven't got any.
I tried.
I watched the whole first season.
Yeah.
Of the.
Did you really? Yeah. I'm surprised by that. You saw the first season.
And then I just.
What?
Didn't do care. It for you.
Just didn't hook you.
But
like
then, like, I love Silicon Valley, which you know. Like,
yeah.
So
nerdy
comedy.
Nerdy. Yeah, I like that kind of stuff.
Hold up. You like Silicon Valley nerdy stuff. We're talking about video games over here. You're like, y'all go touch some grass.
I'm talking about like nerdy in tech. like AI, stuff like that. Yeah, like stuff that I'm into.
Business
stuff that
related.
I do. Yes,
business.
Stuff that I do. Business stuff.
Yeah, but was there any nerdy part in Silicon Valley that talked about video gaming and stuff like that?
Video games. I don't think so.
That's on my list to watch, really. By the way.
You need to watch it. You
like
it.
Yeah, it's good.
It's funny. It is. I mean, it's funny, and then
it's got
some nerdy tech in it. And
me and Jared almost made a cool video game. Might still do it.
Should. Why not? What's
what
stopping
video
you?
Game?
Well, because we got busy with other projects.
Well,
but there's,
hey, priorities.
Priorities. I forgot what we were going to call it, but we had a whole...
What's the premise of it?
The VR?
It's more of an AR situation.
AR.
Kind of
AR.
A local...
Augmented reality.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wearing the HoloLens, you put these lens on it, projects in front of it, and you can grab it and pull it. And we made a bunch of demos.
All right, bop it.
What?
Not bop it.
No, you can grab it, pull it, bop it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I knew that. Did y'all ever play with that?
You could actually do that. Actually,
bop it. Did y'all do that? Yeah.
No.
Back when we were children.
Yeah. It's pretty fun, too, though, as an adult. I'll tell you this. Sean, what... do you know your neighbors?
Right now?
Yeah.
Dude, I have such a bad rep with neighbors.
Oh, really?
No. Dude.
What? Because of your cars or
no,
what?
No. It should be me. I should be the bad neighbor because my car is ungodly loud.
Yeah. So, you're that guy.
Yeah. Like you crank it up and it's like, dude, it's so bad. But yeah, I should be the bad neighbor 100%. But everywhere I move, bad neighbors. Like I'm moving right now because of my neighbors.
Dang.
So, but this is a reoccurring thing?
Yes. Every place I move to.
Doesn't that kind of point, though? Yeah. Hold on.
We're measuring
to reassess things.
That's what everybody
says.
The
common factor is you so far.
Yeah.
That's all we know.
Dude, we might need to rethink this.
I moved into this duplex. I posted a bunch of videos of it's...
Wait, hold on. Are you IRL streaming
all
this?
Okay. No.
That might be part of the issue, too. Hey, neighbor, knocking on the door.
Dude,
with your camera.
The neighbor that I had recently, it was super bad. The reason I moved out of the duplex into the subdivision that I live in now is because she was certified crazy, 100%. Mm-hmm. Like, she was one example was she would stand out because I have a doorbell camera. It was like a Ring doorbell camera or whatever, and it clicks to go to night vision. Okay. And she was like standing out in the driveway. It was like a scary movie, dude.
Oh my god!
Yeah, it was like 12 o'clock at night. Yeah, it's 12 o'clock at night. She's just sitting there like this. It's out in the. She's not near the door. She's like out in front of the duplex, just watching the camera, and it would click.
Ooh.
And she was like click, like it's on my YouTube channel. It's hilarious.
My yeah, that's crazy.
Gosh.
And that's just like just the tip of what everything she done.
So
it's
the
crazy.
New place. So you're moving out.
Yeah, so I moved from the duplex into the subdivision, and not even like a month or two living into the subdivision, my neighbor stole my water. Like
what?
She hooked up a hose to my spigot on the back of the house and ran it inside her house and was using my water.
What?
Isn't that that is the
where
craziest
thing
for this is the east side of town,
okay.
Brother.
I'm going to say, go get you a camera and record all this.
Yeah,
you
maybe
can probably make
IRL
a fortune.
Streaming
this
is.
I might actually watch this to become more cultured.
Yeah.
So, there you go.
So we got us a house out in Holly Pond, moving out there.
Spread the neighbors out a little bit.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying?
I'll be secluded. I'm out there just by myself finally. So.
I think there's a lot of people getting a sigh of relief hearing you're moving out, maybe.
Probably.
Woo, we lost him.
Hey, that's the beauty about living out in the counties. You can do whatever you want.
100%. That's where I'm going. So I can just do all my shenanigans out there and just not be bothered.
All
right. By crazy people.
Are you a taken man? Do you do date nights?
Yeah. I have a girlfriend. Well, we've been engaged for like 5 years.
Long engagement.
Yeah. Two kids with her. We've been together for 14 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
What do you do for date nights?
Actually, we've been engaged for like 7 years, but I just keep saying 5 years because it just doesn't seem like it
feels old. It feels better if it's shorter.
But something like that. She's begging me to marry her, but like, you know, we got to have the family here and stuff like that.
Do you live with her?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you have kids together?
Yeah.
You're married.
Yeah. We're common law married.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've been common law married since
2000,
I don't know, 13 or something like that. Okay. It was a long time.
So do y'all get out into town?
Yeah, we go out all the time.
Where do you go?
I took, we go to like Cheesecake Factory.
Oh, you go out of town.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, we go out of town. Yeah. So we go, we go here.
Bridge Street.
Yeah, Bridge Street. She loves that. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, we do stuff here too. We like, we go to the mini golf course. We do that a bunch of, with the kids.
And fun park. Fun park. Fun. What's it called?
Yeah. Fun park.
Fun
now.
Zone.
Used to be Fun Zone.
Never been there.
City Park.
It's a pretty good course.
Never played it.
It's all right.
We got into recently, I bought like this moped, and she absolutely
hold on. When
loves
you say
it.
Moped, those are the ones you can actually pedal.
No. This is like motorized.
Scooter.
Yeah, scooter.
Wait,
yeah.
Okay.
Wait. Hold up. Yeah. Moped is the one that you actually.
That's
pedal?
Right. Mopeds have pedals.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, there's old. They're pretty old, you know. But you could actually pedal it as well. That's why they call them mopeds. But that's, a scooter doesn't have pedals.
I got. I called that a moped. And posted a video of it, and I got flack for it.
Did you?
Yeah. People in the comments were like, that's a scooter.
That's a scooter.
And I was like, okay, my bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
I did not that know
makes
that.
Total so, sense.
Michael and your random facts. I did always, not know that.
I've always been taught it was called a moped.
That's what I've always
And the scooter was the little one that didn't have a motor.
No.
That you got.
Oh, you mean like a foot scooter.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see the confusion there.
Yeah,
but moped. No, I've actually ridden one that had pedals.
Really?
Yeah, oh yeah. It's like a scooter, but it had pedals, and it's heavy. It's weird. Yeah, mopeds are weird. So you bought a scooter, Sean?
Yeah, I bought a scooter. Me and my friends, we always do these random things.
Is this on YouTube?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
We always do these random things. My buddy Wyatt, shout out Wyatt. He was like, you know what I want to do? And I was like, what's up? Because I already knew it was going to be crazy. And he was like, let's go buy mopeds. And I was like, I don't know about all that. And he was like, come on. He's like, I found this Chinese place over here in Decatur. They sell them super cheap. Let's go do it.
How cheap?
Like 1,200 brand new.
Wow.
So went out there, bought one.
More than the Gambler 500.
Yeah. So went out there, bought one, and we had an absolute blast the first few weeks.
What, are you off-roading it? Or
yeah, we're doing everything.
Okay. So you tore it up.
Everything.
God, we ain't tore it up yet.
Oh.
So
how? What would you say? Would you say it was surprisingly good?
Yeah. Yeah, it's good.
Durable?
The first day we went out, the carburetor stopped up. But it's because they were brand new, and they've been sitting in the showroom floor with fuel in them.
Yeah.
So the fuel stopped up the carburetor.
Just got gunky. Yep.
Yeah. So I pulled, the first day I had to pull the carburetor off and clean it and then put it back on.
After that, no
but
issues?
The warranty apparently doesn't cover the carburetor, which is the first thing. It usually goes bad on them. So it was pretty wild.
Jared, would you buy a scooter?
Yeah.
Scoot around town?
Yeah. It's super
Do you feel
sick.
Safe on it in town?
Yeah.
And
it's a 50cc too.
Do you have to have a motorcycle license?
Not on those. You don't even have to register that one.
Wow.
You can just
Is
ride
it 50cc's or 49?
Yep. It's 50cc.
Because isn't there, I always heard, I don't know how true this is, but like in some places in Asia, they have a cutoff. Like you have to have a license for 50cc's and up. So they made a lot of 49.
Here you have to have a license for 125 and up.
Okay.
So I went and bought a 125 Vader, which is like a Honda Grom, basically.
Oh, a little, okay.
So those were like $1,500 out the door, brand new. And then like, if you spend $100, you can basically turn it into a Grom. And
really?
Make it reliable, yeah. So that's what I did.
Hmm.
And so, man, like Taylor loves the scooter. So she drives the scooter around and then I drive the Vader and me and the kids and her just go ride it all the time.
Really?
Yeah. So that's
out in town?
Yeah. That's the one thing that we've been doing here lately that's been really fun.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Tony, you can get a scooter?
I might just, yeah.
Let's scooter. Let's start a scooter gang.
Scooter gang.
Yeah.
That sounds kind of fun.
That's what Wyatt calls it, is a scooter gang.
And we can all stream with our camera
stream,
vest.
Let everybody see what we're doing.
Hey, camera during vest and, next like Coleman event that they have a car show, just pull
the scooters up.
Pull the scooters up.
Do y'all mod them or anything?
Yeah. Yeah, I've got a 26 millimeter carburetor on mine with, an exhaust and intake. And
do you have to buy these parts or you machine them or what?
Yeah, you have to buy them.
You're buying them.
Yeah. Most of the parts already, like these bikes, people have decked them out. So like you can find the parts everywhere. Like,
that's kind of neat.
Yeah.
I'm kind of interested
in
that.
And there's so many parts, dude.
Michael, I could just see Michael on Friday. Hey, I bought a scooter.
Zoom around.
I save you money. Have you seen gas prices?
Yeah.
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 I mean,
Yeah, they do.
Make
they
fun.
Do.
That's why my truck stays parked and I drive the little like, yeah. cars, I call it.
Like, if you work in Cullman, it would 100% like save you gas. Yep. It took like three weeks.
You know, if you go to Europe and places, a lot of people ride around on scooters.
Yeah.
Everything is scooters up there.
In Africa, they have, that's all they do is ride bikes. Yep. That's all they do.
Sean, do you watch any cartoons or anime?
No, I don't really.
You don't get into that?
No.
What's your, who's your sports team?
I would say Alabama.
Oh, poor guy.
But I mean,
poor
I'm not
guy.
Really.
Poor guy. Y'all lose one. We've lost almost all of them, so well, it doesn't matter.
I'm not really a sports guy. So
you don't do sports. Yeah. You don't. So game day. You don't get into game day and all that.
The only reason I'm in a fantasy football league with my work is because they wanted me to be in it, and then
they needed another player.
As soon as I got in, they're like, "Oh yeah, by the way, the loser has to shave their head," and I was like, well, I guess I'm gonna try.
So now you got to watch.
But I'm doing really well, so that's good.
Are you a hunter?
No, I'm not.
Have you ever done any hunting?
I hunted when I was a kid. My dad was a big hunter. I grew up on a farm and stuff like that, so that was the thing. But I stopped like at 13 or something like that, and I didn't. I wasn't really into it until I got with the Yoders organization. Mm-hmm. Started working for them, and they're all. That's all they do is live and breathe, hunt, fish, everything.
Outdoorsmen.
Yeah. Hunt, so they invited fish, me on this like little hunting trip. So I went with them on the hunting trip. And
what was that like?
Before they were like, yeah, we all got guns that you can use, but I didn't want to be like, hey, can I borrow your gun?
Yeah.
So I built, I got my buddy to build me an AR, and then we went out, and then I used that AR to like go hunting with them. But I killed a bunch of stuff. It was really cool.
Really?
Yeah. It was fun too. We were like, I don't know. It was.
When you say a bunch of stuff, like you're not buck hunting. Like what do you?
No. It was out of season. But we were. It was like rabbit season or something like that.
With an AR.
Yeah, we were cruising
duck
around.
Season. No rabbit season.
Yeah, know. we were
squirrels, rabbits, yeah, frogs,
hunting rodents,
rabbits, and something else. But so, I only killed rabbits. So.
So everybody will know. Tuesday next week is when bow season opens.
Isn't it weird that hunting season opens on one side of 157, but not on the other?
Yep.
Isn't that pretty crazy?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, no, I didn't know that. What do you mean? What is
only
that?
Reason I know that is because of the Yoders.
Yeah.
So there's zones in Alabama. So there's A, B, C, D, and E.
Okay.
And depending on what zone you are, depends on when your hunting season starts.
Hunting season. Yep.
So Bankhead National Forest has different days, so a different start date. And it's all based on, most of it's based on the rut. So Bankhead's rut is usually in October, November, which is weird. Where my property is not until January, end of February, December, 1st of January. Hmm. So the deer are in different season, and it's because the Alabama wildlife brought bucks from different states up north down here to help breed and help with the population of bigger, stronger deer and bucks
kinda
and stuff.
Kind of help them move around.
So they're all different types of deer, so they all breed or have a different rut time. So
Instead of having like a dedicated rut time, it's from like here to like here.
And Tuesday is bow season starts. Yeah. So bow season starts October and it don't end till February. So you can bow hunt now starting the 15th until end of February or middle of February. Gun season won't open until a month from now.
Yeah.
Until like November or something.
Halloween's coming up, Sean.
Yeah.
You got any plans?
I want to get a full body Deadpool suit. I think that'd be sick.
Oh, do they make those?
Yep.
Yeah. It's like $200 or something.
Really?
Like that. Yeah. I want one so bad. I just want to kick the door in at the Yoders.
I don't know yet. I'm usually a last minute decision.
I usually just go and just like let my kids do their thing, but I want to dress up this year.
Yeah, I was thinking about it too.
Jared, what you doing?
Cousin Eddie again?
No.
Cousin Eddie?
What is a Cousin Eddie?
From
Christmas vacation.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Jared does a movie.
I have that, and
Eddie.
Then I have the Grinch outfit. I got both of those costumes.
Somebody had a good idea, Josh Campbell or somebody, to have the sewer line with you, a plastic something, drain or something. That'd be pretty funny.
Oh, yeah. Drag it with
Drag it around with you.
The RV,
Y'all remember? Yeah, y'all.
You know,
that.
From Christmas Vacation when he's draining the sewage out of the RV into the
really
yeah. storm drain.
The only scene that I always remember is they're like, "All right, say grace." I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Yes, the old lady. Yeah.
I was like, and
then everybody starts standing
hilarious.
Up.
Yeah.
I love that.
That is hilarious.
Yeah. That's good. Sean, do you have a favorite movie?
Honestly, the new Deadpool and Wolverine that came out. That was
you
really
liked
good.
It? Yeah. I haven't seen it yet.
Super
Wait,
good.
What?
I hadn't seen it.
You haven't
Am I the
seen
only
it?
One that hadn't
nope,
seen
I hadn't
it?
Seen
Jared
seen
doesn't
it.
Watch it. So
it is so good.
I do watch it. I'll watch it when it comes out for free.
Streaming.
I'm not spending
it'll,
money.
It'll be streaming here soon.
Yeah, it should be.
It's
yeah.
on Fandango right now, but it's super expensive on Fandango. Yeah. It's like $24.
Much? $24 for
it. It's yeah. the same price just to go watch it in theaters.
Yeah, yeah, you can have a better experience.
Not if
go
you got five
theaters.
People going.
I'm about to say, we went.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
We went and watched the new Beetlejuice. The Beetlejuice.
Did you like
Beetlejuice. I liked it. It kept to the like kind of the same kind of storyline like mm-hmm. they did in the first one, roughly. But man, it was expensive though.
Yeah,
yeah.
I brought six kids, so
dude, we used to.
I went broke. I told them, I was like, you know, I could have bought that movie like six times.
Yeah,
like, dude, we used to get into the movies for free. I don't know if I could say this on there, but my friend. This is a long time ago. This is way
Does a friend still work there?
No.
Okay.
Is this AMC?
Yeah. Like okay.
Was it Carmike still or was it AMC?
I think it was AMC.
Okay.
I can't remember. But my buddy like used to just he's so confident in the stuff he'd done. And he would just walk in and go to the bathroom.
Like it was nothing.
Yeah. And then like he would come out and nobody would say anything. So he would just walk to the side doors and let everybody in. And we would have like a group of 20 come in and go to a movie.
Jeez.
We would do this.
Oh man.
Seriously, we would do this.
Game the system.
We would do it every weekend.
Yeah. Okay. Were y'all at least cordial though in the theater? Were y'all like
No, we wouldn't care. We'd come out, buy popcorn, go back in. Nobody would ever say anything to us.
Man, that's why never mind. I'm gonna keep my mouth shut.
That's pretty fun.
It was so fun, dude. We would see every movie.
I wish they would update ours, though, like they do in Huntsville, where the seats recline and all that. Oh,
is it just me? The seats here feel small.
They are.
They are.
They are.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Because to me, I'm like, man, it's down to
like,
my back.
I don't like. It's not comfy.
They've been like that forever.
They got to upgrade that thing.
Yeah.
I
just
was
went to one of those in Huntsville and was just like, man, this is me right here. Now I can watch movies like this.
It'd be nice to not have to go out of town to see a movie. I mean, you know, we'll go sometimes, but it just doesn't feel as good.
Do you remember the old movie theater?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Sure, the three movies.
I watched Finding Nemo there when I was a kid.
Really?
Yeah, that was my first movie.
Okay.
And then when they shut down and they were trying to tear it down, me and my buddy like snuck in there and was like exploring it.
Oh, cool.
And
nice. Like, go upstairs into the
we
projector
went
room.
Yeah, we went everywhere. It was
cool.
Sick. But that was a long time ago, so I should
see that'd
be
a fun IRL stream.
That's a long time ago.
Have you ever gone to Decatur movie theater, Michael?
Which one?
The one,
one
in Decatur.
In the mall.
In the mall, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's one of the better ones. That's closer.
Yeah. Yeah. It's got like
the
recliners
Big D
and stuff in it too.
That Big D 3D, that Big D movie theater.
What?
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Big D's
Big
in the mall?
D. Yes.
I've heard of that.
Yes.
Jared, have you heard of that? Big D's movie theater?
I don't know what he was saying. That's why I wasn't saying anything.
There's an AMC
like,
in the theater.
Yeah, and one of the theaters called the Big D.
Wow. Huh? Why is it called Big D?
I don't know, man.
Tony.
Is that like a street name?
We need
for
to
it?
Fact check this.
Yeah. We need somebody. This feels a little off.
All right, let's get off this subject before it goes to where you have to edit a lot, Michael.
Yes. Do y'all remember when they used to have the Dollar Theater in Decatur?
Yes.
No,
that was cool.
You can get like old movies, just pay a buck and go in.
Pay a dollar and you go in.
Well, some places do that every now and then. If you watch it, like they'll do it for like $3.99 or something, and they'll play like an old Finding Nemo or something, just
the
an
Goonies
old movie.
Or something. Yeah.
That's interesting.
Now, you know they're remaking the Goonies.
I heard that.
Or they're making another Goonies.
Or is it a remake or is it a continuation?
So supposedly it will be it's not a remake, it will be a continuation, and they're going back because they hid treasure. So they're trying to go back to get the
hidden treasure.
To grab the treasure.
That's
going to
be
hidden.
Cool.
Really?
Yes.
That's interesting.
So supposedly, that's what.
They kind of did a remake, right? Not official. The Finding Ohana or something. Did y'all see that on Netflix?
Mm-mm.
It was pretty good. They're in Hawaii.
I found it.
What
it's,
do you got,
it's,
Tony?
It says Big D at AMC.
What does it mean, though? Yeah.
I don't know. It's in Decatur.
Is it like a special room with like a bigger...
It's a bigger theater. That's okay. All it is.
Okay. The like big an D. IMAX?
The Big D. It's just a level below IMAX.
I want to go to that dome place. Is it in Vegas or whatever?
The Sphere. Yeah.
The Sphere. God, that's, I want to go into one of those and see.
They just had like a UFC fight there. We ought to do that.
We should.
Go to a concert or
apparently
something.
Yeah,
go there for a concert. Yeah.
They're making one similar in Atlanta.
Really?
Like a little bit smaller, but
yeah,
they're thinking about
go out there.
Building really? One. Yeah.
Because you remember when you went to
Space and Rocket Center.
Space and Rocket Center.
Yeah.
And they had theirs like that. Yeah. And they put you in that little thing and it fell into the net. Remember, you're in it and you felt like you were riding it?
Yeah.
And it went down the... I think it was like a...
What was
wasn't
it?
Wasn't a slide. It was... I forgot.
I don't know what I'm talking about. Yes. Yeah,
it makes you feel like you're actually in it.
Yeah, I didn't go to space camp, so...
I didn't go... It wasn't space camp. We just went for school stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, had some trips there. Sean Wayne.
Yeah.
YouTube star. Coleman. Gambler legend. man, thanks for
local
coming
bookie.
In. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. You know, super interesting. Always good to have local content creators.
Yeah.
We'll keep an eye on what you're doing and keep us posted on any new stuff and, we'll follow along.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be cool.
Awesome. Thanks for coming in, man.
Are you a, let me get your opinion on electric vehicles.
Electric?
Yeah.
Why are you looking at me?
I don't know.
You're starting this up?
Yeah.
We're closing out, Tony.
Well, and he wants to start a whole...
We're closing out.
I want to stir up the pot a little bit, you know, before we leave.
What's there to stir?
Well, electric. I don't know. I think it's cool. It's a really cool thing, but in my... You know, I'm probably... I'll always stick with like rear-wheel drive, five-speed cars, you know, gasoline sort of stuff. If they come out with something cool... You know, that's a manual rear-wheel drive. You know.
So you think that new Mustang is just ugly looking, right?
Yes.
Got it. All right, now we can leave.
Oh, y'all drive that out there? That's yours?
I knew where that was going. He just wanted to make fun
there
of Michael.
There it is.
There it is.
I like
ladies
it,
and
Michael.
Gentlemen.
Yeah,
hey, to each their
Thanks
own.
For watching.
To each their own.
Happy neighbors.
Oh, shout out to Jesse Priest for getting married.
Congratulations Jesse Priest.
Jesse. We love you. We love your wife. Congratulations, buddy.
That's
we miss you on the show. I mean,
there you go, Tony.
I love your wife.
No.
Wow. I'm Michael Sapp. It's been Happy Neighbors.
I'm Tony.
I'm Sean.
I'm Jared.
We'll see y'all next time.
Later.